delighted the council here to be recognised in such a manner, to be one of the finalists. It's a prestigious enough award. It's in recognition of what we did, I suppose, in the immediate aftermath of the floods of August 2017, which were mainly in Inishowen. First of all, the response through our emergency services and our road service in particular, and also with our housing and our other sections, water and so on within the council, all played a key role in the immediate hours following it, and then in the number of weeks and indeed months afterwards. We're very, very pleased to be shortlisted. We have many plans, I suppose, within ourselves and the council and across the country for major emergencies, what they're termed at. I suppose a lot of training goes into that from our fire service and through all our sections within the council. See, one of the things I should point out, just in a number of common previews, was no lives were lost in that major event, which was quite remarkable given the damage that occurred, particularly to the road structure and to houses. We in the council were prepared for those, I suppose, a lot of times done as a desktop scenario, but when the real event comes, it's a little bit different. And there is no time to second guess. And trained people sometimes just follow their training and their instincts and do what they think is right, both for themselves and the community and the situation they're facing.